Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler. My guest today is mayoral candidate Greg Adella. And Greg is here to talk about or update us on how his campaign is going. So, Greg, are you having fun yet?
Hey, good morning, Cynthia. Thanks for having me back on. I appreciate it. You know, I am having fun. You know, as your audience, if they listened to my interviews before with you, that, you know, I put my 20-year career on hold for this. And it's been really fun, you know, getting out, meeting people, you know, and, you know, I did all winter, mostly Zoom, and now and in person. Now it's just really great to be out on the streets, talking with people, meeting in small groups that are, you know, safe and COVID friendly. And it's work. You know, the work doesn't scare me. It's great, hard work, and I just feel, you know, it's a real calling. It's and it's fun meeting people that want positive change, you know, and, you know, being a mayor, as I said from the get-go and 3 years ago, this is for the people, and I'm going to work by the people. So it's been really great community experience so far.
So you are not going to run on the Democratic line, and you do have a line that you will be running on, right?
Oh, that's correct. I've been officially endorsed by the Independence Party of New York.
Okay, so
yeah,
how many signatures do you need to get on the ballot?
Right now they're saying it's 750.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. I got a good team. And, you know, we start next week, April 13th. And,
okay. You
know, it's just another way of, you know, getting out, meeting more people, and, you know, having some fun and just trying to continue to bring positive light to, you know, a real negative overtone that's happening in Albany. So, and we're really excited about it. You know, we're manned up, we're ready, and I'm excited for the next month.
So, tell us a little bit about the Independence Party, because I thought that was null and void after the last presidential election.
Yeah, but they can endorse candidates. And they really like my whole independent and neutrality approach, right? Neutral approach, I should say. And a lot of that aligns with how this party was formed. And, you know, they're doing it with other candidates throughout the state and having really great success, even with the mayor in Syracuse, Ben Walsh. And we're really excited about it. And it really fits for me. It fits in my team. It fits our way of sensibilities, of being an independent thinker, an independent mayor for all the people of Albany. And it's nonpartisanship, and that's what I really, really like. So we're excited. I really, truly are excited about this, you know, that they want to get behind me and, you know, really like my story, you know, the history of my family doing business in Albany for 78 years, and my passion toward my platform. And, of course, the top of my platform is safety, because it goes back to 2018, when I started to get involved more and more with, you know, when the first murder occurred in front of our business. So I'm looking forward to it. And they're just excited as I am. And that makes me feel good, you know, that people are picking up what I'm putting down and love this approach of really, you know, meeting in the middle. And I've said this from the get-go. You know, 3 years ago, I've extended the olive branch to Albany, and I still do. I'll work with anybody. I can put differences aside, and I think that's what really is needed here, because, you know, people had approached me and said, you know, you have to be a Democrat, or, you know, the Republicans wanted to endorse me, and I gracefully declined that. They were very kind to me, and I just wanted to stay neutral, because with safety and the violence, stray bullets really don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, and
right.
I just think a new way is needed here in Albany, and I feel throughout the United States.
you know, I think that's commendable. But I see two uphill battles for you. How many signatures do you? How many signatures do you need to qualify for the ballot?
750.
750. That is an uphill climb, you know.
Sure
and I
is.
Think you might. I think you might need some more just to be on the safe side. What do you think?
Oh yeah, yeah. We have our goal, you know, of at least 1,000, and we've got a really good stock team to go out and hit the streets. And, you know, hey, I can, it, you know, that's what they do though, right? You know how it goes. They try to do that to third parties because they don't want third parties on board. And, you know, they make it more difficult. But I'm up for the challenge. You know, I believe in this. I believe that the city wants more. They want better. It's what I've been hearing for 3 years now, and especially the last 8 months. So I'm all in to do the hard work, to do the long hours. I'm used to working hard and long hours. You know, coming from a family business and having a business, you don't sleep much. So it's I definitely know that it's an uphill battle, but I love uphill battles because when you accomplish that goal, it's even more sweeter coming down the backside of that hill.
And
what's the other one do you find?
The other one is we live in a one party town. No matter how bad people think their things are, either they stay home, they don't vote, but yet they pledge their allegiance to the Democratic Party. And if you're going to run as an on the Independence Party, how are you going to change people's minds?
Well, that's the hardest thing, right? To change someone's mind in life, right? We're all aware of that with human nature. What I do is the only thing I can do is the best I can do. I can meet with people, listen to their concerns, have open, honest, civil discourse with them. I don't have the panacea. I don't have the answers. But we have to have trust. I'm hoping that I'm doubling down on the brand and our good family name with our business, my 20-year career, what we've offered to the community within Albany and the Capital Region. And hopefully, you know, if people want change, they're going to have to look within themselves and say, look, are we going to have trust for this candidate, for Greg? And I'll tell you, when I sit down and talk with people, they open up, and it's very nice to hear. Now, I can't say that that's going to carry them, you know, to the voting booth and sell them, right? With say, if I meet them with a half hour, an hour, I don't know if that's going to change their mind. But the reason they play allegiance, in my opinion, here and throughout the country is because, you know, and I understand it, right? Because if you own a business and they want to come out and support, and if I'm not the victor, you know, they're afraid of something happening to their business, which is wrong. No one should live in fear. You shouldn't even have to live under the guise of, you know, hey, if I do this, that, or the other thing, you know, this administration or that administration is vindictive, they might come after me. That's really unfair. I understand politics is unfair. That's why I'm trying to clean it up some, because it should be a fair game, because it's public dollar. So when I discuss these issues that are really, that affect me and that I care most about, it rings deep and true with these people, because they're wondering, look, why isn't she denounced, this current mayor, she denouncing violence? She doesn't. I don't know. Why are the roads a mess? Why are there potholes? Why do people feel unsafe? Why aren't people coming into Albany? Well, no one's a beacon. No one's standing up for the city. And also, when you have, in this town and city, you have people that are born into being Democrats, right? So it's their parents saying, hey, you know, we're Democrats, you're just going to be a Democrat. And a lot of those people actually that are my age or within a 5-year difference, younger or older than myself, They're tired of that way, you know. Perhaps they're more conservative Dems, and they're coming to me, and want to talk about issues, which is great. I'm here to listen and learn. So I think that way of always being, going back rather to just being Democrat and vote Democrat across the board, I think those waves are slowly melting away. And this could be the beginning, right? This could be the pioneer platform in 2021 to start this movement. And it might take 20 years to either have a third party or get people more involved. So that's why I've always said this is a real win-win situation for me. I'm in it to win it, but if I'm not the victor, I hope I inspire people to get more involved in the community. Forget worrying so much about Washington, D.C., and worry about your backyard, because that's where you can make a real difference. And it's been great inspiring, you know, younger people in their mid-20s that are on my team that have said, great, we love the neutrality. We love that someone's taking a chance to work with everybody, but not pick sides and be beholden to a party, where I'm beholden to the people. So it definitely, and believe me, Cynthia, I prayed on that decision. I thought about it. What do I do? Concentrated on leading me to the right way, listening to my gut and my team. And I just decided to, you know, as a registered independent, to stay neutral, because that's how I am in life, both business and personal.
You know, you just said the most important word, and that was involved. People complain, but
yeah,
they don't get involved. And let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I listened to Kevin McCashin, like I'm sure you do. And he criticizes and he talks about politics in Albany and Troy, and he
mm-hmm.
goes on. And what he says makes sense. But the bottom line is people don't get involved. And let me ask you this question. If in the event that you're unsuccessful to
mm-hmm.
win the mayor, in November, would
mm-hmm.
you take what you've done and work on it for the next 4 years to increase involvement, to increase awareness, so that maybe four and a half years from now, you might be more successful?
Yeah, thanks for that question, because, you know, really, it started really under its own volition 30 years ago with that murder in front of our business, and to learn and listen from the community and to get involved. And I think there's so much apathy. In fact, I know there's much apathy in the city of Albany, because you break down the numbers in 2017, less than 18,000 people voted total. I mean, 24,000 registered voters sat on the sidelines. They didn't even come out and vote. So you're really on to something that's been going on and on and on in Albany for many years, because there's no trust. No one wants to come out and trust someone new. This is my opinion on this. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they vote across the board. You know, they want change, but it's the status quo, and that's just Albany, and it's just the stomping grounds for everyone politically from New York State to come in, dirty it up, and then go back home. And I feel bad for Albany, because it's not fair. Because we get hurt time and time again, because it's trust. There's no trust. Even in the past year with this administration, now, I've said this before, I respect Mayor Sheehan. She's a smart individual. She's an attorney. She's well off. Great for her. That's great. I just feel with this administration, there's so many carpetbaggers within this administration that they have no allegiance or accountability to Albany to the core. And I think that's a real mind shift that needs to occur, to where people need to see it in that light. And, you know, with other people that are in this mayoral race that, you know, I listen to their interviews and I'm paying attention to them, I think we can all agree on the same point of, you know, people from the area really getting involved and being open to working with everybody. That's really important. I mean, it really is. So I think it really just comes down to mistrust, no accountability, and that needs to change. You know, I don't even there's not really fair media here in the 52nd market of the U.S. And believe me, I've been, you know, I've performed and been interviewed in the top 10 markets in this great country. And here it just there's no real – I tend to find – I mean, there are some outlets, absolutely. I would never say nothing. That's not fair, right? But there are certain outlets that just don't hold these decision makers highly accountable, and I'm not quite sure why. You know, I think there should be more open forums. I mean, be visible. Be accountable. Show the city that you care, because that will trickle down to the streets. For 3 years, I've stated that. And it's why I'm in this race, because no one shows up. No one. And I've pled with the city and ward leaders, please just show up. Show solidarity. Show trust. Because when you don't, you're going to have lawlessness that's going to reign, and it won't stop. And we're finding it more and more difficult now, because a lot of stuff was not quelled last summer, and God forbid it happens again, the city and the suburbs are going to be in real trouble, not just here, but across the U.S. So we've got to start getting trust back into these positions with the community and build bridges. I mean, it sounds such a poetic approach and simple, and to me, part of it really is. You know, just show up and just be clear. Because, you know, the thing is a lot of people, because we're by human nature, we will hide. You know, we'll get defensive. But we're also very forgiving as a people. If you can do a 180, so things didn't work out on something, admit it. Do a 180 and say, okay, look, that didn't work, okay, but let's try this approach. They'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but people are sick and tired of just no one showing up and lies upon lies. And it's very unhealthy. It's very unhealthy financially, emotionally, physically. It's a sad state of affairs, but I really do believe that that change is coming. And because I know I've met too many great people in this city and business owners that and city employees that want better. And I think come November, I hope they show up and put the money where the mouth is and vote for change.
Vote for change. That's such a cliche in today's society, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It is, but I think it's important here for Albany, because, you know, we've got 100 years of one rule, and not all of it was bad. You know, not all of it was bad. And when I was growing up in high school and college, there's Mayor Jennings. I liked Jerry Jennings. No one's perfect. But what I really admired about Mayor Jennings was he showed up. He was accountable. Every single time there was a concern, he was on site. Every time. And he also had a weekly radio show. I mean, sat and took calls. You know, that's really important to me. That's really important, I think, to any community. And this administration has lost touch with its people. And that stems back to me, my feeling of there's no accountability. There's none. And I think that time for change, and what I mean for that is in vote for change, is we need deep fundamental change in this city. And I really think at the base we need real clarity with civil and clear communication, and things can change. We just got to trust each other, you know, because we're just not used to, you know, people speaking of that nature and really wanting to do the hard work. And mind you, my background is not politics. You know, I'm a business owner, but I've seen a lot of the outside world in my 47 years. The power and money reside in the suburbs in the Capital District. It's certainly not in the city of Albany. And Albany, I want to bring Albany back so it's a beacon for the entire region. As I knew it, Cynthia, because when my grandfather started a business in 1943, when they came from Italy, my family, we were really proud. This is a real prosperous city, really prosperous. And it was exciting. And even when I was growing up running the streets, it was exciting. And it all just started to really go down. And it's really hard to see. And it's hard to watch. Because people, no matter what color or race they are, they want greatness in their life. And that's what I try to do, is lift people up. And I think if we can have a leader that speaks that way and espouses positivity, we can have that great mind shift. And people will be more accountable for their lives, their communities, and the community at large.
Let me ask you this. When you talk to people on the street, now that it's getting warmer, what do they tell you? What is their concern? Is it gun violence? Is it quality of life? What is it that most concerns the people in the city of Albany?
The first thing that comes up is safety. There's a sense of no one feels safe anymore because of the violence. Because, as we all know, the shots are being fired in daylight and in dark. They're not sure. They don't want to go out. I've met with people that won't go out of their home after 6 o'clock. They're just afraid. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for them. And they grew up in the city as well, and they don't want to feel that way. So it's definitely gun violence. And because they want to look, and the thing is these people aren't going out in Albany because of that. They're going out, you know, to the suburbs, Troy, Schenectady, Saratoga. They want to be able to walk the streets and feel safe. That's sad for Albany, because my friends who own businesses, restaurants in Albany, are feeling that hurt, to where Troy, Schenectady, and Saratoga are literally and figuratively eating their lunch. So it's safety. It's quality of life. You know, the roads are a mess. And I've said for years, if you can't pave the roads, at least paint the stripes. Create some order and discipline within the roadways so people, so they will hopefully follow the law. You know, there's a whole dirt bike ATV issue that's been going on for years. That comes up. You know, quality of life. In the way of they can't get through to City Hall. I've had numerous talks with residents and business owners that said, you know, I reached out. I don't get an email back. That happened with me. My first approach, I didn't hear anything for 3 months. And then when I started my docuseries, the administration said they lost my email. Okay, that's hard for me to understand. But I understand these people's, this anxiety and this pain that they feel, because they're concerned, they care, and this administration says, we want to hear from you. But yet when we try, they don't get back to you. Or when you try to get involved because you care, and I truly do, I can put differences aside. I've never said anything mean about this mayor or anybody, ever. And I'm not going to do it, because I still extend the olive branch. I want to hear, I'm here to help. I want the community to be better. Albany should be a better capital city, period. Period. And people deserve more. You're getting ripped off. You're paying high taxes, and they want you to do all the work. And it's really unfair, because there's no good leadership. I do mean that. I just don't feel that this administration really steps up to the plate to denounce violence and to also celebrate, right? Because there's no fun. You know, I want Albany to be fun, too. We have some really fun fundraisers and activities coming up throughout the spring and summer that I'm excited about. This city needs to be fun again. There's really nothing fun about it. And it's too bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My next question, we just have a few more minutes left. My question is, when you approach people and they articulate their issues, and you tell them that you're running on the independence line, what do they tell you?
Well, you get a couple answers. One is like, hey, that's great. You know, definitely a third party is needed. They like the neutrality of it, you know, and my approach of saying, hey, you know, I'm on the streets talking and listening to you. And this is what I want to take into City Hall so everyone can work together. I want open door policy, clear communication. Some people, obviously, and exactly what we discussed before, oh, you're not a Dem, you'll never win, and because, you know, they'll just vote across the board. And I tell them, that's true. And, you know, and the thing is, you know, when people say you won't get certain Dem votes because of either their allegiance to the current administration or just because of the way they were raised, or people will say, you know, you hear things like, I just won't vote for anybody that's not a Democrat. That's fine, because you know what? I'm not going to beg for their vote. I'll talk and listen to them and have them make up their own mind, but I won't beg. Here's why. Because if they won't vote for me just because I'm not a Dem, but they're happy with 131 shootings last year, 17 homicides, low morale, filthy streets, no new businesses coming into Albany, and more people fleeing the city of Albany, then I implore them to vote for the incumbent. But if they want real change, that's going to be hard. Because it, as hard as it is, Cynthia, for me to get on the ballot and to win, I've got a hell of a road ahead of me when I'm mayor. If that's just, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to be change everything. I don't have all the answers. No one knows what it's like to be mayor until you are mayor. But all I know is there's a strong community here that I know is behind me and that will help guide me and give me that benefit of the doubt to implement some policies and to be clear and communicative with them. I think that will build more trust. So the majority, to fully answer that question, you know, and bring it back to the beginning, the majority of people really do truly enjoy knowing that there's someone out there that's not affiliated with a traditional party, either Republican, Democrat, or conservative. There's a lot of people that are fed up with all three of those. People obviously still have allegiance to them, and some people are fed up with them. So I kind of like being in the middle because – and actually, Cynthia, it really does open the conversation more, because when I tell people my neutrality and this is why I've done it and why I'm doing it because of how I live my whole life, they're really open to that because it's they feel that they can, you know, confide or just come out of their shell to really talk about political approaches and ways that they couldn't maybe before in the past because they felt, oh, this person's just playing me because they're beholden to a party, but Greg is beholden to the people.
Well, Greg, our time is up, so tell everybody how they can reach you if they're interested in volunteering on your campaign or sending a contribution. How can they contact you?
Yeah, thank you, Cynthia. So you can go to my website at gregformayor2021.com, gregformayor2021.com. You can donate there. You can sign up for volunteers, to be a volunteer, rather. And I'm really looking forward, and I hope they do, because it's just been a great experience meeting so many good people that want change. So everything's right there on the site. And Cynthia, thank you, as always. You know, it's always a pleasure talking to you over the years, and keep doing what you're doing, because it's an important part of what goes on here in Albany.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Greg Adela, who's running for mayor on the Independence Line. Thea Pooler, this is Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks, Greg, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.